And for a moment, there's a cessation. The belly is full, and then you breathe out. So breathing a few times into the deep, take the belly breath, which means you have to follow. It's not just a practice, an external practice. The essence here is that you follow the breath with your attention, and then you move into the belly. So the attention leaves the head and moves into the body. So you breathe into the belly, and there you could say you're in. This is the center of the body, around here, solar plexus also, but belly is a beautiful center. And once you've breathed in a few times into the belly, you can actually feel the energy field of the belly here, and you rest there. And from there radiates out energy into the rest of the body. Hara, the center, as the Japanese call it. So here, and you may notice then, when you look at not only the images of the Chinese fat Buddha with a huge belly, who laughs all the time because he has no problems left, toothless old man with a huge belly, who, whatever you say to him, come with your problems, he will laugh at you. But you may also notice that the Indian Buddhas and other Southeast Asian Buddhas, most of them have a very slight protrusion in the belly region. So there's the belly, there's a little bit of just slight, because they rest here. Their center of gravity is not in the head, as it is with modern humans, Western especially, but the whole world has become Western. So the center of gravity is not in the head. The center of gravity is in the center of your physically perceived body, but it goes beyond body. So you rest there. And so to sense this, the that field of aliveness is beautiful. It takes you out of the head. Your attention moves down here. You unite with the all-pervasive intelligence that is beyond the mind, that inhabits your body, that is only an expression of the one intelligence. It's the intelligence that lives in your body as the life energy that regulates thousands of complicated functions, complicated from the point of view of the human mind, that regulates, coordinates thousands of functions in the body simultaneously. Everything is just right. If, well, one thing slightly maladjusted, the body would die immediately. You would collapse. Temperature, heart rate, lungs, circulation, innumerable things that you could spend the next 5,000 years analyzing how the human body works, and you still wouldn't get to the end of it. And that's only the outer body. So there's an intelligence at work that is vast. So if you can feel your body, that is an entry point into that vastness. And the deeper you go, if you do it for yourself, you can do it with your eyes closed at first, so that you become familiar with inhabiting the body and realize as you go deeper that it's not really about the body. It's about sensing that vast spaciousness that is here. Vast spaciousness. So you enter the spaciousness through the body. And then everything comes to life once your body comes to life. And then you look around and open your eyes without losing the inner sense of body. Then you feel everything is more alive suddenly. It participates in that because you are not deadening it anymore with mental abstractions, concepts, labels. It has always been alive. You couldn't see it anymore, couldn't feel it anymore, sense it anymore. So if I recommend that each one of you spend some time going into nature and being perhaps with choose something like a tree or flower or patch of ground or a landscape, maybe the lake, the little lake we have here, whatever, or a rock with moss growing on the rock. There's some trails here, beautiful moss growing over ancient rocks. And just be there, be with it, and as you look, feel the energy field of the inner body at the same time. That makes it much easier to look without mental interference, to have a space of stillness as you look. So you're present within and without, and you look from there. Ah. Oh.